Hachette Audio presents Sibylla Byrne, Book 4 of The Expanse, written by James S.A. Corey, read by Jefferson Mays. To Jay Lake and Elmore Leonard, gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. Prologue, Bobby Draper. 1,000 worlds, Bobby thought as the tube doors closed. And not just 1,000 worlds. 1,000 systems. Suns. Gas giants. Asteroid belts. Everything that humanity had spread to 1,000 times over. The screen above the seats across from her showed a news feed, but the speakers were broken, the man's voice too fuzzed to make out the words. The graphic that zoomed in and out beside him was enough for her to follow. New data had come in from the probes that had gone through the gates. Here was another image of an unfamiliar sun, circles to mark the orbits of new planets, all of them empty. Whatever had built the protomolecule and fired it toward Earth back in the depths of time wasn't answering calls anymore. The bridge builder had opened the way, and no great gods had come streaming through. It was astounding, Bobby thought, how quickly humanity could go from what unimaginable intelligence fashioned these soul-wrenching wonders to, well, since they're not here, can I have their stuff?
Excuse me, a man's phlegmy voice said. You wouldn't have a little spare change for a veteran, would you?
She looked away from the screens. The man was thin, gray-faced. His body had the hallmarks of a childhood in low G, long body, large head. He licked his lips and leaned forward.
Veteran, are you? She said. Where'd you serve?
Ganymede, the man said, nodding and looking off with an attempt at nobility. I was there when it all came down. When I got back here, government dropped me on my ass. I'm just trying to save up enough to book passage to Ceres. I've got family there.
Bobby felt a bubble of rage in her breast, but she tried to keep her voice and expression calm.
You try Veterans Outreach? Maybe they could help you.
I just need something to eat, he said, his voice turning nasty.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?